So Saturday, Vicky Kukuzian is over at WGN Traffic Central. They are planning on shutting down, this is Black Lives Matter and other organizations, the Dan Ryan.
Yes.
What's the time that they're going to shut it down?
So 12 o'clock is the plan. Now, nothing has been confirmed. They're still trying to figure out the routes they are going to take. But as of right now, the congregation is supposed to happen at the Robert Taylor Park, which is on 47th and Federal. And from there, they're going to be protesting onto the Dan Ryan at 47th and heading northbound to an exit that has yet to be determined by Illinois State Police. But we have been notified that Illinois State Police and CPD are working together to protect the protesters and ensure the safety of the public. But I would say, as a driver, avoid downtown if you can this weekend. All of those restrictions are in place anyway until 6 a.m. on Monday. So getting on the Kennedy and heading to the city, I made this mistake and I report the traffic. In May, I got on the Kennedy and I ended up getting on the Kennedy, going through downtown, heading on the Stevenson, heading south on Lakeshore Drive, ended up having to get off in the back. It was a nightmare.
Was this post-George Floyd, was it during that period of time?
Yes. Yeah. And I report the traffic. So you would have thought I would have thought about it before I
had. Well, but sometimes you do. You know, I was coming up the Stevenson that day from Joliet. I was visiting my folks. I'm coming up and I hear that I-55 is closed. So I say, okay, how am I going to get to where I live up on the north side?
Right.
I live over in Lakeview by Wrigley Field. So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to take the Stevenson up to Lakeshore Drive. So I will get off on maybe 355, go north. Wait a minute, the Eisenhower's closed. So
yep.
I ended up just zigzagging city streets through neighborhoods I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, it took me 2.5 hours to get home.
Same thing.
Yeah. So I would avoid downtown at all costs this weekend for your own safety.
And think about that. So if you are a business, if you are a museum, if you are a person whose livelihood depends on people coming downtown, there just goes another week of commerce right down the toilet for the city of Chicago.
Unfortunately, yes. So we're trying to get this route finalized. I don't know what that's going to be, but Illinois State Police, I'm sure, will have a plan prior to Saturday.
Why are the police having a plan? It would seem to me, here's the pro and con of this. If people are going to do it, there's no sense in people getting killed and they're going to do it. So let's police this and make it safe. That's the police
cooperating. But there are rules, supposedly.
Why are there rules? But the other side of this is, here's a rule. We'll arrest you if you get on the street. It's a highway and it's not yours.
Right.
And they don't do that. They're not going to do that.
No PVC pipes, no wagons, and no coolers.
Those are the rules. So if you have no... What do they mean, no PVC pipes?
Well, I mean, PVC pipes are those pipes, the plastic ones. The
sure. What are you going to... I understand.
They can launch things from those.
Okay, but a wagon is, I'm going to have my lemonade and water in there, and I'm going to pull that, and that'll sustain
me. I guess they just don't want anything that can be used as a weapon.
Well, yeah. I mean, really? So that's part of the rules, is that if part of the rules are you can't have weapons, then maybe we shouldn't be accommodating that effort to begin with.
Exactly. I have no idea how this is all going to pan out, but I'm assuming Monday is probably going to be a very busy Monday.
Monday, why? Saturday is the day we're talking about.
I know, but it just, it ends up rolling over. Look at the storm that happened on Monday. The riots happened on Monday. We still have issues happening throughout the morning. So things that are happening in the evening are rolling into our morning traffic reports.
Okay, but the things you're talking about are maybe just people trying to get in and out of the city, not some other wave of protesting? Or are you
Correct.
Saying that as well? No, just trying to get
traffic
in and out.
Right, just getting into the city.
Supplies, whatever. I mean, think about that. So you said noon, right?
Noon on Saturday.
How long would it be closed down?
Nobody knows yet.
And you're talking northbound Dan Ryan?
Correct.
Not southbound.
Well, they'll close the whole Dan Ryan, I'm assuming. If we find out the routes, they'll be able to tell us which side. But right now, it looks like the details specify that they're going to be traveling northbound on the Dan Ryan, exiting at a yet-to-be-determined exit by Illinois State Police.
So if from the weekend, then, you're in Indiana or Michigan, and you're coming back into the city, you're going to have to take the Skyway, maybe, and then up Stony Island, because you don't want to get caught up on the Dan Ryan.
Right, but the Dan Ryan is closed anyway. The Stevenson is closed anyway, going northbound up to Lakeshore Drive. So the only way you can go is southbound Lakeshore Drive, which will pretty much just take you into a circle unless you head southbound on 55, to 294 or 355.
You could go to Peoria and then to Iowa and then come down.
Come back.
Come down the Edens.
It's a mess.
It'll take you a day and
it's
a half.
It's a total mess.
But Rockford is lovely this time of year. And if you just stay there.
Just stay away from the city. That's all
Milwaukee,
I'm going to tell you.
See, then come down Lake Michigan. That's how you get back from Hobart, Indiana. So
we'll have more details, I'm assuming, tomorrow morning. And with that, I will update you on that.
Okay, but so noon, northbound, Dan Ryan.
Right.
And we don't know how long it'll be closed down either.
Correct. Well, it depends on how peaceful this protest is, right?
Well, the last time they did this, I don't think it was in coordination with the police, and they just sort of did it, and then the cops were there. I may be misremembering that. I remember...
No, I think they've done it in cooperation with police before.
Yeah. I suppose if... They're hoping for 25,000 people. The Sun-Times says today it's probably going to be a few thousand. You get a lot of people to sign something, but it doesn't mean they show up. But you only need a few people to shut down a highway if they're walking down the middle of it. So they're going to have several hundred people going down the Dan Ryan.
Exactly.
Coming up the Dan Ryan. And,
coming up.
And I guess here's my point. As a practical matter, however outraged you may be by the lawlessness of this, you can't do anything about it. If people are just going to start hopping barriers and walking onto the street, you don't have enough police officers to arrest them. So rather than having the cars dodging them, you just need to cooperate with them. That's the leverage they have.
Right. It's going to be a very interesting weekend.
What she said. Vicky Kukuzian in traffic. Okay, Vic, I know I cut you off earlier. I have to take a break here.
You're fine.
We'll finish this conversation tomorrow. Thanks for your help today.
No problem.
In Traffic Central, that's Vicky. It's 1027. This is WGN.